नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's Daybreak।
In case you missed it, the BJP will be just one state short of a Congress mook northeast if exit poll results on the three states of Nagaland, Meghalaya and Tripura are to be believed. Two exit polls have predicted a Congress rout in all the three states and have suggested BJP coming to power in all three states with the help from regional players. The much-wanted Make in India initiative for the defense sector is floundering for a variety of reasons, including lack of accountability, too many decision points, and a tendency to find fault, according to a defense ministry presentation. A month after it scrapped subsidies for Hajj pilgrims, the government announced a significant reduction in airfares for devotees traveling to Saudi Arabia, with the prices of round tickets being slashed to Rs 20,000. Firestar Diamond Incorporated, the flagship company of billionaire jeweler Nirav Modi, who is at the center of India's biggest scam, has filed for bankruptcy in the United States. The Enforcement Directorate moved a special court seeking issuance of a non-bailable warrant against diamond trader Nirav Modi, a key accused in the Rs 11,300 crore PNB fraud case. After former Prime Minister H.D. Devegowda's Janata Dal Secular joined hands with Mayawati's BSP in Karnataka polls, Hyderabad MP Asaduddin Owaisi's AIMIM has also expressed interest in joining the bandwagon. According to a top JDS leader close to the Gowda family, Owaisi has already discussed the issue with JDS Patriarch in New Delhi. BJP President Kumaranam Rajasekaran on Tuesday began a 24-hour fast to protest against the lynching of a tribal man by a mob at Attapadi in Pallakkad district on February 23rd. Rajasekaran, along with other NDA leaders, their hands tied with red ribbons, staged a sit-in dharna with a banner that read, "Madhu, we are sorry, pardon us," and "Kerala, the land of the devils," in front of the state secretariat in Thiruvananthapuram. Kerala Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan inaugurated a four-limbed robot bandicoot, which is developed by a startup of nine youngsters to help in the cleaning process. The robot cleaned a manhole at Kerala Water Authority or KWA premises. The BJP's Chief Ministerial Candidate in Karnataka, B.S. Yeddurappa, turned 75 on Tuesday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi flew down from New Delhi to greet him. Prime Minister seems to have broken the rule he had set for other top BJP leaders, barring them from holding any ministerial posts once they turn 75. However, it did not stop Yeddurappa's followers from cautioning others in the party not to mention his age in their newspaper or TV advertisements, hoardings, tweets and Facebook posts. Even the top leaders of the party, including former Chief Ministers D.V. Sadananda and Gowda Jagdish Shetter, did not mention his age in their tweet, wishing him a happy birthday. With the recent Bhima Koregaon violence, Una flogging and Rohit Vemula's death haunting the BJP's development for all agenda, the BJP is going out of its way to shun the anti-Dalit tag ahead of the 2019 Lok Sabha elections. A new addition to the list is the inclusion of Panchtir in the CBSE syllabus. The term is used to collectively refer to five places which portray the life of B.R. Ambedkar. Senior off-spinner Ravichandra Ashwin insists that he is not losing sleep over making a limited overs comeback for India, and his immediate focus is on the big responsibility of captaining the Kings 11 Punjab in the upcoming Indian Premier League. Ashwin, who was nominated the KXIP captain on Monday ahead of names like Yuvraj Singh and Aaron Finch in the squad, has lost his place in the Indian limited overs side along with all-rounder Ravindra Jadeja. Agree or disagree? Within hours of Sridevi's death, as eulogies, fangirl accounts and obituaries were being written, several media outlets began speculating. The actress was heavily criticized for her lifestyle choices and habits. Even before the forensic report was out, some media outlets were quick to compare her tragic death to Mona Kapoor's, Boni Kapoor's first wife. To say that Indian television channels were the most insensitive in their coverage of the actress's death would be an understatement. In the last couple of days, a television reporter did his piece to camera by lying down in a pink bathtub. A Hindi TV channel raised an important question. Kamra number 2201 mein kya hua? What happened in room 2201? The Central Committee of the Communist Party of China has suggested removing term limits for the President and Vice President of the People's Republic of China. The immediate implication is that President Xi Jinping could conceivably continue for a third term or more in office. However, the more important one is that this sets a precedent for doing away with the norm of a two-term limit developed over the past couple of decades for the CPC General Secretary, the most powerful position Xi holds. Jibin T. Jacob, a senior researcher at the Institute of Chinese Studies, decodes the Xi Jinping era. on reel. Giving a big nostalgic hit to everyone, Mumbai's iconic Strand Bookstall is shutting down after its service of more than 70 years. News 18 brings you one last look.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.